Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hahn. I'm the CEO, founder, chief cook, and bottle washer of S3 Productions. And today I'm broadcasting on my second channel, Technical Storyteller. We're going to do a little show today. June 13th, I had the privilege of going and meeting my co-host, Mr. Garth Klein, at C103 Studios because he had a new upcoming saxophone jazz band called Irma and the Boys. And they were looking for a chance to spread their wings and get some exposure and play some jazz. And so we went up there and did a show with them about their upcoming future career. Very talented young group of students. So I asked them, who was your inspiration for this band idea? And they came back with Charlie Parker and John Coltrane. Of course, being the non-musical person that I am, I had no idea who Charlie Parker and or John Coltrane were. So being the chief historian of S3 Productions, I figured it was my job to go find out. So doing some research, I tracked down John Coltrane and Charlie Parker. So let's start with John Coltrane, also known as Train, born 1926, died 1967. Was an American jazz saxophonist and composer, working the bebop, hard bop idioms early in his career. I know nothing about jazz. This is a whole new experience for me. Coltrane helped pioneer the use of Moog in jazz and later in the forefront of free jazz. He organized at least 50 recording sessions as a leader during his career, appearing as a sideman to many other albums, most notably the trumpeter Miles Davis and pianist Theodosius Monk. So, we're going to play a little sample of John Coltrane music, Psalm 4.
Thank you.
John Coltrane on the tenor saxophone playing Pursuance, which is based on Psalms 10:42. Okay, so John Coltrane, as his career progressed, took on increasingly spiritual dimensions to his music, such as, again, Psalms 10:42. Coltrane influenced innumerable musicians and remains one of the most significant saxophone music players in music history. Which now leads us to Charlie Parker, known as the Yardbird or the Bird. He was an American saxophonist and composer, and was a highly influenced jazz soloist, leading figure in the development of bebop, a form of jazz characterized by fast tempos, virtuosic technique, and improvisation. Parker introduced revolutionary harmonic ideas, including rapid passing chords, new variants on altered chords, and chord substitutions. His tones range from clean and penetrating to sweet and somber. So, without further ado, let's play Charlie Parker's Yardbird Suite. You can reach me at Facebook at facebook.com/S3Productions1. Again, I dedicate this show to Irma, Michael, and Nick. Let's see what Irma and the boys. Thank you for leading another one show leads to another idea. With that, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any comments or questions, please let me know. Thank you so much for joining me. Just a short little show on a Saturday morning, just because we were on location at my Fresno studios and had an idea, and I just wanted to pursue that. So with that, I wish you all the best of the weekend. Have a good time. Goodbye.